Worship team decided that since today was going to be the blessing of the animals and so close to the feast of St. Francis, that we would have this day to be a day where we celebrated our relationship with the earth. Let me be clear, we are not worshiping the earth. We are not Unitarians. But we're giving thanks to God for the earth and calling ourselves to a greater responsibility for how we do that. Listen to the word of God as it comes from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein, the world and all who live in it. For God founded it on the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend to the hill of God, and who shall stand in that holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, those who do not lift up their souls against another in a false way, or swear deceitfully, they will receive a blessing from God and be vindicated from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of all who seek God and the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the ruler of glory may come in. Who is this ruler of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord of battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the God of glory may come in. Who is this one of glory? The Lord of hosts. This is the King of glory. The word of God. Thanks be to God. Right after seminary, when I was living in Louisville, Kentucky, a city of probably 800,000 at the time, I was 2 weeks from being kicked out of seminary housing, and I didn't have a job. At the 11th hour, I was called by this small community college in the Appalachian Mountains asking me if I wanted to teach. And so I took the job. And so I moved from a town of 850,000 to a town of 1,200 people. And there I was given the task of teaching world religions to Appalachian students, first-generation college students. And it was one of the harder tasks that I've ever been given. If you've ever thought about teaching Hinduism to how they refer to themselves as hillbilly kids, it is a challenge. But then I remembered that I was a first generation to go to college, and so I just tried to find where they lived, to be with them. And after a while, I kept realizing these religions are telling very different stories, but the same story. For example, in almost every world religion, there is a creation story, and it begins with the creation story. In almost every world religion, there is a male and female deity, including Judaism. So if we translated the pronouns, it would go, in the beginning, God, he created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and the Spirit of God, she, was hovering over the face of the deep. God is both masculine and feminine in the first creation story, in the first chapter of Genesis, in the first two verses of Genesis. And then it makes sense that it later says, and God said, let us make humans in our image, male and female. He created them. So part of what we do as a gathering, a community of faith, is we get together at least once a week and we remind ourselves that we are not the creator. We are not the creator, but we are part of the creation. And we share the planet with other species. We just happen to be smarter at destroying the planet than the other species. We are the only species who consistently destroys our own habitat. The Bible is filled with images of God, and nature is used to express those images. The trees will clap their hands. The mountains will lift up their voices and praise God. The scripture tells us that we are part of this. And in the beginning of the psalm, it is a liturgical psalm. They begin with, the earth is God's and the fullness thereof. A lot of scientists think that we once had two moons. And we are a planet that's 70% water, and even we are 70% water. So we're more connected to the Earth than we know. But we are consistently destroying the Earth. The deforestation in Africa caused fruit bats to be a part of the population, and as a result from that, Ebola. 4,000 people have died, and it could go up to 1.5 million. Whenever we play with the planet and destroy the planet, we are endangering ourselves. But I think there's good news. I mean, Oklahoma State University now has 70% of their electricity coming from wind power. The University of Arkansas has determined that by the middle of the century, they are going to have zero waste. Right now, it's academia who is pushing things forward, but it should be the church. It should be the church taking this lead. If we believe that we are stewards of the planet, there has never been a social movement in the United States that succeeded without the help of the church, including marriage equality. It is churches that were part of that as well. So, you know, when people say these kinds of things to me, we got to help save the planet, we got to save the planet, we got to save the planet, it feels overwhelming to me because I can't fight deforestation. I can't get out there and bring Monsanto down. But there are things we can do. There are things we can do. For example, we can have a bike rack out in front of the church, not only for second helping people, but for ourselves. We can make sure that we walk instead of drive. There are times when we can do that. We as a church can get together and write our city representatives and our mayor and say, we need places where people can ride their bikes safely. Safely. I just got back from Amsterdam, and everyone, 80-year-old men and 20-year-old young women will be riding a bike. It's the way they do it. So we have to change ourselves. We have to change ourselves from the places that we choose to shop to how we recycle and how we choose to live our lives. The earth is God's. But we are part of God's creation as well. So I want to encourage the Social Justice Committee to do our energy audit. I want you to push us when Lent comes and make us go through the Lenten journey of looking at our carbon footprint. And I want the Leadership Council to continue to push us to be a greener church and people who actually can say that we are stewards of the earth. Think about it. Amen.